Hey Dave, you want to listen to some music?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
All right, tell me, are we ready? Oh, we're still recording, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the podcast where this week Dave and Tony listen to music in the basement. I've got a cold. Dave has sore testicles. More on that in the next few weeks. Okay. But for now, Dave and I just decided to listen to some music. Neighbor Dave, want to say hi?
How you doing, Tony?
Great. All right. So, Dave, you'll take note. Paul is not here.
Where the hell is Paul?
He's at the theater tonight. Did you know Paul went to the theater? Well, he went to the children's theater.
Step outside of the dune.
To stalk children.
You went to the theater to stalk children?
Yeah, okay.
What theater is that, man? Is that on Grand?
It's the children's museum. You see, you get my joke? The children... It's Tony's attempt at stand-up humor right there. He's at the Children's Museum. Stalking children. Guess I will not. I do not have a career in stand-up comedy.
Dude, this beer is making me burp, man.
Is it?
Because tonight's podcast is sponsored by Sessions Beer. It comes from Full Sail.
Don't you mean that this podcast is not sponsored by Session Beer?
Wait a minute, they're not paying for this?
No, they don't pay anything. I had to buy this.
And we're just talking about how great their beer is for no money?
They should
pay us.
Right, we're going to sue.
All right, Sessions.
You want to know what the funniest thing is?
What?
This is Paul bought this beer.
Oh, well, thank you, Paul.
Yeah, we should probably thank Paul for the beer. Hey, Paul, thanks for the beer. You want to listen to a song? Or do you want to... Okay, let's play a song. Would you like to play your song first?
What kind of music are you looking for here?
I would like something with a somewhat ska-ish vibe. A nice mellow ska vibe. Well, that would be reggae, wouldn't it? I'm in the mood.
I guess so. You know, I think reggae got fucked up in the last few years.
Really?
I do.
Dude, I'm
not totally sure because I haven't been completely into it.
All right, let me just qualify. You are a cracker living in the Midwest, right?
I'm a cracker living in the Midwest.
Are you qualified? Because I am too, and I'm not qualified to talk about reggae. Are you sure you're qualified to talk about reggae?
I'm qualified to talk about reggae.
That's all I need to know.
I know more about reggae than fucking rock.
Wow, okay.
I think.
So let's hear it. How has reggae gotten fucked up in the last couple of years?
Back in the 90s and the 80s, and back when Bob Marley was around, it was a mellow vibe with reggae. And then, like, maybe 10 years ago, it started to go to dance hall shit.
Okay.
And it's all...
Explain to the layman, what is dancehall shit? Is that like sped up?
Well,
reggae?
See, I can talk about reggae, but I can't talk knowledgeably about dancehall.
Okay.
Because I never fucking really listened to it.
What does it sound like? I mean, is it...
It's like reggae that's on fucking speed and someone almost rapping, basically rapping.
Okay, gotcha. That's in layman's
terms.
It's
more like really fast, hyper dance music.
Okay.
Than the mellow shit of the fucking reggae that I like.
Okay.
When I listen to reggae, I like it to be mellow and smooth.
Yep.
And just kind of something to chill out with.
Yeah, good call.
You know what I mean?
Yep. So that happened in the last 10 years that it's gone dance hall-ish.
Right.
Is that what you're speaking of? How it got ruined in the last couple of years?
You don't hear a lot of old kind of mellow reggae like you did with Bob Marley anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's a few people that still do it. There's an album of one of his sons.
Ziggy?
Not Ziggy, no. I think it's Damian Marley. I'll have to look that up. But for tonight, I got a better reggae song.
Mm-hmm.
This is the old school mellow reggae.
Okay.
And it's called Eek a Mouse.
Eek a Mouse.
Eek a Mouse.
Is the name of the artist?
Yes.
Okay.
The song's name is Ganja Smuggling.
Ganja Smuggling.
Dude, this beer is making me burp like crazy. I already told you that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Sponsored by Sessions.
Play your song, Eek a Mouse.
I finally get to it. I'll have to cut the shit out of that.
Bang bang, bidi bang bang, bidi bang bang, bidi man, 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 b
Can you understand a real fucking Jamaican when they talk?
I think I can.
Without subtitles?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Down there in the ghetto I go, where sufferation I once know. Mommy and daddy, all are we so poor, we all had to sleep on the floor. Storm it come and it blow down me door, me affy kneel up me window. Me shoes tear up, me toe dust a show.
Alright, this is a serious question. How old is this song?
I think it's from the 80s or maybe the early 90s.
Okay.
I'll check.
So it's not ancient. I also swear that I hear him say butt long in here. There's whore. And a beast just said butthole.
In my boing hole. In my boing hole.
Oh, you take such a beautiful moment and then just turn into butts again. Oh, I mean, not that there can't be beautiful moments around butts, but you know. All right.
Boing, bada boing, bada boing, 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 boing.
That song made me feel pretty good. I mean, that's a happy song. And that's I'm a sick guy.
That's a great weed song, don't you think?
I guess, yeah.
We should do a whole show about weed songs.
I have a weed song.
Yeah?
Dude, okay, it's the Super Suckers. The Super Suckers have a song for every occasion. Every occasion. Drive-by shootings, got it. Drive-by flipping people the bird, got it.
You look up as I wave, yeah, and you wave back, and then I whip my middle finger out for the attack. Now you're mad.
What else you got? Living let in a trailer?
Give,
got
let
it.
Let me give you occasions. You tell me if they have a song for it.
Okay. You said I'm not impartial?
No.
Okay.
Say your family got murdered. Is there a song for that?
There's a song about murdering a kid going Columbine in a high school. Does that count?
That counts, sure.
All right, got
close
it.
Close enough.
Yep.
All right, so is there a song if you're on the road?
Oh, on the road. Yeah, Road Worn and Weary is a song.
And I just ain't satisfied till the coffee's on and the eggs are fried. Road Worn
Okay, go ahead. Give me another scenario.
All right. Let's see. Lost your job?
Shit, let me think. I got, let's see. I got.
You got Tourette's.
Shit. They got a song about living in a double wide, but he never specifically talks about losing his job. But there's a song, Bloody Mary Mornings, about losing your girl and then taking an airplane to chase her down. And what you're going to. Does that count?
What was the scenario I gave you? I forgot.
Yo, what's the scenario? Yo. Here we go, so yo. What? Here we go, yo. So they don't so know the scenario. Man, that's awesome. Here we go, yo. Okay, here we go, yo. The scenario was losing your job. And the song Double Wide talks about having cars rotting in your yard and living in a double wide trailer.
Okay, all right. Well, that's pretty close.
It's about, yeah, okay.
That's not too
okay,
bad.
Give me one more scenario before we bore the people to death.
One more scenario.
How about a scenario where the Super Suckers are the greatest rock and roll band of all time?
I'm looking for something more realistic.
Okay.
Well, suppose you're a rock band and you wanted to be the best ever. Do you have a song for that?
Oh, I get ready to go with this. Yeah, they actually, as a matter of fact, they have a whole album titled How the Super Suckers Became the Greatest Rock and Roll Band in the World. So there you go. It just so happens they have a whole album titled that. I wanted to, you mentioned something else during that song, which was, Do I know anybody that can actually understand a Jamaican dude?
Yes.
So are you saying that you can't understand a Jamaican dude?
I can sometimes, but not always.
Okay. Let's put this to the test, all right? I got a clip here called Jamaican Slang Chop. All right. I have a feeling I'm not going to be able to understand this. Jamaican slap chop. What the fuck is that? Oh, here we go. The Jamaican slap chop.
Wagwan, it's John for the Ital. You're going to be a great mood all day because you're going to slap the girl all night. Watch out, it's a potato. You're slam potato, one. Slam potato, two. Bam, body stand up, same time. Then you're throwing a mushroom. Slam, 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 slam. Not
this night, is a guy demonstrating a fucking
slap chop.
The slap chop. It's a dice, a slicer dicer. It chops, it cuts, it slices, it dices.
But fuck her here, you're gonna slam the next girl better. Bam, bam, bam. For 5 hours straight, Muda stand up. They think something was wrong. We all know it's a seafood. It's good for the body. But with the Ital, and you mix it with the proper ingredients and nutrition, not no one girl, not no two girl, not no three girl, it's netball team. Let's say for
argument's
in a garrison
here, chop up your fruit
limb. All right? And out of nowhere.
All right, so we're aside from that little venture, that side mission we went on, the Super Suckers.
I'm just realizing that the album's name must have been high.
That's kind of funny, actually. The album's name must have been High.
I played Because I Was High a couple of weeks ago on the podcast.
That's true, you did.
Yeah.
Because I got high. All right, so the Super Suckers have a myriad of albums out there. Remember a couple weeks ago?
How many albums do they have?
I don't know, it's a lot. It's like in the teens.
So they have over 10?
Yes, over 10 easily.
Over 10 good albums?
Maybe, yeah.
How many bad albums do they have?
Hey, Super Suckers didn't ask to get interrogated here.
Did they have any bad albums?
I don't think so. There are some albums that are more raw and just a little bit too crazy for me to consider pure genius. Every album has a gem on it, but the later albums are nothing but gems. Every fucking song is polished rock piece of rock and roll work.
Nice.
Yeah, raw polished. Polished raw. Piece of rock and
a
roll.
A raw, polished piece of fucking rock?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know what you'd polish raw, but it doesn't matter. All right, so no, the Super Suckers, this is their fourth album. And a couple weeks ago, we talked about cowpunk. Mike Ness, Social Distortion,
right,
invented the genre, this niche genre, cowpunk. So no, the Super Suckers, in 1997, put out their fourth album, which is a cowpunk album. Country
so
music.
Full-on cowpunk.
Yep, so let's hear it. Here we've got the Super Suckers off of the album Must Have Been High. This is Non-Addictive Marijuana. Play button. Mm-hmm. Like, he's basically saying, I can't touch the stuff because the next thing you know, I'm climbing that drug ladder. So you just stay home and get your munchies and eat your cheesies and give me a hit and I'll show you what that shit will do.
Shit several times.
Yes.
Is that the only swear word?
That's the only swear word.
That's,
all
okay,
it
that's
has...
a good solid swear word. Shit, yeah. Is definitely a swear word.
Yep. No, and I like that. I mean, it's he seems like he's singing about harder times, even though I don't think anybody in Super Suckers has ever been addicted to anything. They're pretty straight shooters.
Yeah.
Except booze. And maybe, oh, and they got a lot of songs. Ron's got the cocaine. I want the drugs. Yeah, shit. I guess they do have some drugs. Maybe they do know about drugs. All right, thank you, Super Suckers. And Dave, I got a question for you.
What do you got?
If you were homeless, where would you sleep?
If I was homeless, the first thing I would do is start going south, walking south.
Okay, yes. Let's assume you start out in Minneapolis, in which it's fucking, I don't know, 9 degrees outside. Because that would be basically your number one priority for the next 2 to 3 days.
And you couldn't be, like, walking south here because you would die.
Right.
It's that cold here.
Yeah,
you know?
Can't, you can't outrun
nature. You can't just
nature.
Go outside and start walking.
Yep.
Right?
Not unless you were really, really bundled up.
You have to rob somebody or steal a car or yeah. something and get south.
So you answered my question. Where, if you were homeless, where would you sleep? You basically said, I'd sleep somewhere south of here. That's fucking it. Just go south. Doesn't matter. All right. So that's good. Did I ever tell you I frostbit my dick?
No, you didn't.
I think I did.
How the hell do you frostbite your dick?
I was out playing boot hockey with some friends, and, you know, the thing, you know, the whitey-tighties, what you wear when you're a kid?
Yeah.
They had the little flap in the front. You could pull your ding-dong out and take a leak, right?
Right.
Well, it worked its way through there, and it just kind of held, and I was like, oh, dude, you know,
stuck?
I couldn't, yeah, I didn't want to be grabbing my balls in front of the guys, so I played for, like, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes with my, you know, poking out the front. Not the front out of my pants, just out of my
right,
undies.
Right, you're covered, but it's going through.
I lost a layer of insulation.
Right.
A nice warm layer of cotton insulation. So, yeah, then I got home, and I was like, ooh, man, that thing's like an ice cube, you know? And maybe I wasn't getting good blood flow at the end of it. I don't know. And then the next day, it hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
So that I think sucks. I frostbit my dick. All right.
Is that why half of it fell off?
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd have like 18 inches.
Oh, nice try, man.
Yeah. God damn it.
Okay. All right. Should we play another song?
Yes. I have a song that will blow your fucking mind.
Oh, this is the mind-blowing song.
Yeah, this is a mind-blowing song. So the Current, our local radio heroes, have been playing this song by the musician Girl Talk.
Wait a minute, now that's the guy's name, or is that the band name?
No, the guy's name is Greg Gills. Greg Gills. You want to know what Greg Gills does for a living?
What's he do?
Well, aside from that, he's 29 years old. He's a biomedical engineer / mashup artist. And, you know, mashups are generally, like, last time I paid any attention to them, it was like somebody takes two to maybe four songs, mixes them all together and comes, you know, and sort of phases them in and out and in and out.
Yep.
So apparently, it's come a long way. So either way, I downloaded the Girl Talk, which I'll get to later. I downloaded Girl Talk. This is a song called Oh No, and we should play it. It'll blow your mind.
Is it loud enough?
Here. That was it. All right, anyways, crank it up. This song will fucking rock you, man.
I almost sound like Black Sabbath.
Crank it up.
Oh, now is now Black Sabbath?
Hit me. Generals gathered in their masses.
Get out of the way.
Just like witches at black masses.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out of the way.
Evil minds that plot destruction.
Get out of the way.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
In the fields of bodies burning.
Get out the way.
As the war machine keeps turning.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Get out the way.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord,
yeah. Oh, no. The fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out. Get the fuck back. Guard the grill. It's up. We can't stay still. I've been drinking and busting too. And I've been thinking of busting you. I'm not the motherfucking bowhead. And if your friends are bitch, tell me both days. Causing confusion, disturbing the peace. It's not an illusion, we run in the streets. So bye bye to all you groupies and gold diggers. Is there a bumper on your ass? No, nigga. I'm doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed limit, get the fuck out of my way. I'm DUI. Over, and you about to get ran the fuck over.
Ooh, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Ooh, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Ooh, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Ooh, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
All my bitches love me.
You ain't fucking with my dougie.
Rolling like a big shot, Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside. It's the outside frame and the trunk wide. All the rims big, do it ride good. Lean back, right hand on the pinewood. Clean on the outside, cream on the inside. Ice cream paint job. Got screens on the dash, what to say by the bill. Got a house by the bayside. Yeah, I'm living like that. And I'm riding like that. Boy, I'm riding like that. In the steering wheel wood like a baseball bat. Just like RG said, we ready. Whole click straight, no the ticks like Billy. Grand Marquis, paint job, great jelly. Born triple BC, big black box Chevy. Crank my car, she be coming. Rim so big.
Look back at it, on my attic.
You kind of got to cut it quick at the end there, because the album, this is off of All Day, the album is like 70 plus minutes, and it's seamless. Completely seamless.
Are there any breaks?
No. It's just, it's completely...
70 minutes and no breaks?
71 is what I tallied it up as, but no, there's no breaks. It's, everything is seamless, which blends into another and another and another and another.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it get old after a while?
No. Because you never stop. It's like a fucking little treasure hunt. You never stop recognizing shit, and your brain is constantly engaged, and you get into it. Because music triggers a lot of memories, usually good feeling memories.
Wow, that's crazy.
So you want to, that song, I don't know if we heard it, talked about it during the song, but 73 different songs were sampled in that 5 minutes and 40 seconds alone.
That's amazing.
You want to know how many in the entire album?
Yeah.
373 different songs were sampled and mashed up in his 70-minute album.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane. In the song we just heard, he had... Oh, wait. I messed something up here. Shit. 72? That whole thing I made up about 72 different samples in that song is all made up.
Where'd you get 72?
I don't know. I think I took 373 and maybe messed with that. All right, hold on. So that song...
I was going to say, so if it's 73 in one song, that's...
That math doesn't quite add up.
If you got more than, like, 5 songs, that's more than 373 songs or words.
God.
Or albums. Songs. Songs.
Separate songs sampled. All right, so here's the correct fact. In the entire 71 minutes, there were 373 different songs sampled. In the one we just heard, the Oh No, which is kind of the lead out, the kickoff to that whole album, we had The Doors, Black Sabbath, The Ramones, Slick Rick, Jane's Addiction, N.W.A., Jimmy Smith, The Brothers Johnson, Tupac, Aaliyah, Missy Elliott, M.I.A., Jay-Z, Ludacris, Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, Alicia Keys, and Jaquan.
Wow.
In that 5 minutes and 40 seconds we just heard.
That's insane.
And there's large portions of it that I didn't recognize, but yeah. Cool song, huh?
Wow, absolutely.
I've been listening to it for 4 days straight, in the car, at work, everything.
Could we play that entire song with no interruptions and not worry about the FCC or some record label come in and telling us to cease and desist and take that shit down.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Like all the other stuff, we have to worry that it's owned property.
When we play the songs, we break it up by talking over it so that there's no, you can't just download a clean, full version of any song for Music to Swear By.
Yep. You know what? I can venture out on a limb because I do have a small fact here that you may not know about.
Yeah.
Mr. Greg Gills, a.k.a. Girl Talk, all of his albums are available for free. It's one of those deals where you go online, you pay what you think it's worth. I paid $4 for that one. I'm a cheap piece of shit, I know. You can go to illegal-art.net or just Google illegal art and you'll find it.
At illegalart.net?
At illegalart.net is where he posts his music.
Okay.
illegalart.net. Wow. Yeah, he posts it all for free, and you can pay what you want. So I don't think he'd mind. I mean, if he's giving it away on the internet, and he's made his entire thingamajig, you know, he's famous for sampling other people's work, yeah. I would think he would have the sort of share mentality.
I think giving that guy $4 for his album is reasonable.
I think it was worth 12 now that I listened to it, but you know,
right.
I didn't want to take. Well, I guess I could have gone zero and then. Oh, I could always go back.
But now you might buy another album, you know?
Yeah, I'd go back and pay him back the $8. Say, goddamn, son, you earned it. All right, we should quit talking.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Here's what we're gonna do. That clip you played, Dave. Earlier today, David showed me this clip on YouTube, which was Queen's "Another One Bites the Dust" played backwards, which apparently had all sorts of, you know, subliminal drug messages in it. And it actually does.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. So what's the lyric that we find in here?
Marijuana.
It's fun to smoke marijuana. And it's actually true. So while we play this on the way out, we're going to play this on the way out. So, hey, thank you everybody for listening to this shitty podcast. Actually, thank you for listening to Dave and Tony listening to music and making fun of Jamaican people. Tune back next week. We'll get Paul. We'll find out if he found any children at the theater. Until then, pardon the profanity. Okay, ready?
Do it again, do it again. I'm ready. I'm back.
What'd you say? Who bought it?
No, I said why?
Why?
Why did you buy beer?
Okay.
What use could there be in beer?
That's right. You too.